What's up, y'all? This is Jalen, the engineer from the Frames Per Second podcast. I know that there were some technical difficulties for the first 15 minutes with Nay. It's because of a mic disconnect. But however, after that, everything should be moving smoothly. The last upload, something just happened with the bouncing. But this episode should be good to go with episode 2 right behind it. So I hope you enjoy it and see y'all later.
The Frames Per Second podcast. Thanks for listening to the Frames Per Second podcast. I am Kenneth Beans. Joining me on the show, we got Nay.
Hey.
Mike C-Town.
Yo.
And that's it. Rod isn't with us this episode, but he's still with us for The Walking Dead. This is a continuation of the final season of The Walking Dead. Basically, Daryl and old girl killing Pope and old girl blaming Daryl. And then firecrackers, a bunch of firecrackers all over the place. And that's where we picked up with this episode, with basically just where we left off, firecrackers and stuff flying all over the place. And everybody just fighting for their life, just trying to survive. What did y'all think about just the overall episode after you guys finished watching it?
I enjoyed it.
Hmm.
I thought I enjoyed the action. I like that they picked up exactly where they left off. It wasn't any kind of weird fast forward to bring us back to what happened or anything like that. I liked it.
Hmm. You like it, Mark?
Yeah, I dug this episode. That's why I wanted to talk about it. I was like, man, Walking Dead's back. All right. Yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah. I thought it was good, too. You know, you had Maggie fighting that big-ass guy, you know, and eventually went at the beginning in the truck. Yeah, who threw ass up against the wall.
Yeah, I had kind of an issue with that, but...
Her winning that fight?
Yeah. It's just like, y'all are being a little too ridiculous. This is a military guy. Mm. Maggie was really able to manhandle this guy and throw him into the... He slammed her up against the wall like 2 or 3 times, which, who fights like that, one? But then she did end up getting the upper hand, and she, like, pushed him. And, no, I'm not buying that. Maggie's not bad like that. I'm trying to think of... I can't think of any other women on the show that I would buy that from.
Michonne
could manhandle him, yes. If Michonne did that, I would believe it. Because she has the Michelle Obama arms.
Does Michonne think Maggie's been training enough for them to be able to just push him out and get him lit up?
No, it wasn't believable from Maggie. It's not even believable from Rosita. And I feel like I would buy it from Rosita before Maggie.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like they just wanted to show us what would happen if somebody got hit with one of those missiles or whatever they were, which was pretty cool. But I felt like after all of that was over, and she met up with Negan and Elijah, and Negan was like, yo, we need to get the fuck out of here. And Maggie was like, nah, like Maggie was still being stupid. And I still don't feel like we got a clear answer as to why she was so hell-bent on staying there. And I don't know if we will get one.
Not at this point.
Yeah, so, you know, that was a big disappointing. Then we got Gabriel. Ran into the priest again, priest again.
That shit was tight.
I love that. That was my favorite scene.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, this is some Christian mindfuckery.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, but it's also kind of deep. Like, are you blinded and think you should be saving your people? And why do you feel like you guys are more worth saving than these other people? So I liked the complexity in what he was saying. And then I also like the way Gabriel was like, yeah, I'm not buying none of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting to me.
Yeah. As someone who used to hate Gabriel, he's growing on me a little bit.
Yeah, I did not expect him to kill that guy.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't think he was gonna let him go. Gabe is a different Gabe. He's been like this for a whole season now, if you really think about it. He's been over... I don't even know why the fuck he wears that damn collar. Like, he is so not godly.
Yeah,
he maybe, I mean, he's selfish as fuck. He just
he's always been a bit of a punk.
Yeah.
When we first met him, mm-hmm. Like, he hides behind it because it feels like it buys him a mm-hmm. little bit of safety almost. Mm. I mean, he still loves the Lord, but I just think he's been through too much.
But he keeps saying stuff like, yeah, you know, God don't even talk to me no more. Mm. So I'm like, what's really going on, Gabe? Are you just, let this shit go, man. Just go all in. Lean all in.
Nah, man, everybody. He can still, you know, repent for his sins after it's all said and done.
But he didn't. He stabbed that motherfucker and just walked out.
Now's not the time.
Yeah, later on.
Man. It sounded like it. But, yeah, I had to rewind that shit. I was like, did he just stab this motherfucker? I was like, damn, Gabe.
They have it no more, bro.
Nah, over. Yeah, he over the shit.
I don't know what the clear change was, but mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it must have happened since when they had that 5-year jump or whatever, right? Because mm. He wasn't this much of a G back then.
Mm-mm. I feel like he's in the same sense, the Savior's assistance I got though.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. Mm. Since that whole war ended, I feel like he's changed.
You know, I had a whole baby out of wedlock, came in.
That's damn. Not his.
Who baby is it?
That's baby.
Sadiq's. That was Sadiq's.
You
know,
took on the baby.
Yep.
And he took it, me.
Nah, but Sadiq was brown skinned, so.
Mm.
But I mean, I guess they haven't really said if they're fucking.
They are in a whole, they are family, honey.
They doing something.
The way he pushed her hair back when he saw her.
You know, I know they're dating, but I don't know if he's, I don't know.
You think if he's still taking his vows
of celibacy? Well, I know he got a blowjob from what's her face, the trash woman.
Trash
yeah.
But I don't know if he's
been off the path.
Well, that one snuck up on him. I don't think he expected it. That was, you know. But I don't know if he's broken his vows totally yet or not. I don't know.
That's not considered breaking a vow? I think he is.
I just can't picture it, but you think he wears his collar?
When he fucking, yeah. He's not doing that. I don't want to think about that.
I'm just wondering.
So after this, they I think we went back to the house where Judith and Gracie.
Jesus Christ. I really thought I was going to have a hot moment because I thought they were going to kill Gracie's little stupid ass.
I wanted Judith to push her in
that
water so
bad. Oh, God.
What? Why?
I wanted Judith to just sacrifice her because
yes.
She ain't going to make it. She done made you lose your mama's score.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just push her in the water and buy you some time and swim to the window, bitch.
She is a fucking idiot.
Gracie
sucks. Yes. Which I don't know what the hell he was thinking. What Why was would you jump in the water with one arm?
What was up with the jump, though?
Bro, he that shit was slow-mo as fuck.
I'm like, how did you even get through the window to be able to jump like that, number one?
Boy.
Like, yeah, I had to rewind that back too because I thought I missed him climbing in the window. They just skipped that whole thing, just jumped to him, just jumping.
That shit didn't make no sense.
Yeah,
but it was. I liked the way it looked though.
When he got
in
the water,
but I was sitting there thinking, I was like, oh, okay, so Aaron's dead because I was like, okay, they didn't kill Gracie, so Aaron's gonna die because there's no way he can climb back out with one arm.
Nope.
So I was like, oh, he's gonna die, but no, he over there fucking. Fucking holding the pipe and shit.
I still need to know how the fuck they met. Like, they skipped that whole scene of how, yes.
Made no sense.
I don't know what they did. Because I'm trying, because he was just stuck.
I realized none of this was going to make sense. How did he get on the goddamn pipe? It's like, with
the
commercial break.
And how did he get on the pipe?
Well, he could have just jumped to the pipe, right?
Well, he can't do that. He got a cannonball arm.
But yeah, but I mean.
It's hard jumping out of
the
water.
The only problem I had was he can't tie a rope. So how the hell did he tie the rope to fucking get out the window?
Did he tie a rope and then he just hang on to the rope and then pull him out?
Nah, because the rope was tight.
The rope, yep.
It didn't make any sense. That's why they just did a cutaway. They said, well, we can't figure this out.
Right.
Wait, so did he jump? Did he get on top of the table?
He had to
get to the, to the pole?
And I didn't really have a problem with him being on the pole. I just had a problem with him somehow being able to tie a rope with one hand and a cannonball. How you do that?
And tight. tied tight
enough to climb his ass out.
Yeah, there was no way because half of the pole was hanging. It was in the goddamn water.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
It was tense though.
It was.
Yeah, it was tense. I'll give him that. But
I was mad he didn't die. That would have been a good time to kill him.
Yep.
Because I'm sick of him running around here with one arm just hitting zombies in the head with that little bat arm thing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but nah, he got out of that shit. So I was like, okay, all right. I would still like answers, but I'm pretty sure we have to go with that one.
Come up with Maggie?
Nah, with Aaron.
Oh.
It is what it is at this point. Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, so then I guess so they set this whole thing up to trick that guy into that hallway so they can come out and surround him.
Bruh. Like all of them. I couldn't do this one. That scene was a little wonky for me.
What? Wait, so you just talked about the other guy whooping Maggie ass.
Yes.
Or Maggie whooping his ass. Isn't this more believable?
Mm-hmm. That he's beating up all three of them? No. Because, I mean, we got Negan. Now, granted, the little I forget his name now.
Elijah.
Smoke Elijah. Since he lost his mask, he ain't been shit. So I get it. He got his little ass whooping just laid on the ground.
When Negan came out the door looking like, like, he was sitting there sulking.
He was like, I don't even want to be here, man. He was like, I've been wanting to leave. This is a book. Now I got to fight this dude? When that motherfucker ran up the wall, jumped out, and punched Maggie in her face, I literally hollered.
Why do they always got to run up the wall?
Bruh, I don't know. I ain't been in a fight in many years. But next time I get in the fight, best believe it,
I gotta
I'm
try.
Running up the wall.
You got to try,
something.
Dang.
I want to record that, please.
Man.
You want to try it?
Hell no. Man.
It works in the movie on everybody. All the time. Every time.
No, it does not work.
Who's going to expect you to do that? That's the thing. You catch them off guard.
That's probably
like,
why.
Man, come on, man. Fuck that shit.
That's probably why I work all the damn time.
Yeah, because you're not expecting like, that shit. Did he just run up a wall and jump off the wall? Oh, he's about to hit me. Well, too late.
Yeah, he tore that ass up. And he kicked, because Elijah got stabbed in a shot.
He got hit in the leg with the blow up things, the little firecracker things.
Yeah, so he just stabbed him in the leg. He tried to get up and defend the sister.
Yeah, and the dude kicked him in his little wound. And Isaiah, man, he said, fuck this shit. He's like, all right, fuck it, bro, I'm done. like a toddler. Fucking shit, man. Some bullshit. And how you miss?
The job was done. It distracted him long enough for Negan to throw the sand in his face and it with a bell.
Nah. He was trying to.
All I got left
out there. He really was like that. My last little bit of energy. I'm gonna get you with this little hook. fuck it. He's probably like, God damn it! I fucking missed.
Oh man.
Cause he keeps saying that that's the guy that actually killed his sister, but I don't know how we know that because I don't remember them saying that it was actually him that did it.
He was right there. She was walking in one of those
hives. No, I mean, why does he blame it all on that particular guy?
Because when they were in a herd. And he saw her. Oh, I don't think.
Yeah, she was already dead.
Right.
A zombie at that point. So I don't know. Good point. But I do remember her being in the herd and him seeing her. And I thought maybe he killed her then. But no, he threw her as a zombie.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that part out because he was really upset with that one guy.
Yeah.
Part of me feels like I really hope that they come back and explain why they had this big vendetta against them. Because we don't know what happened to the sister. And for that to be such a motivation for him, for that to be, for whatever happened to seem to be a motivation for why Maggie was even there in the first place. Like,
right.
They can't just leave that. They can't.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think we're back in whatever they call it, the covenant or whatever. And that's it. Because they done jumped six months ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This shit got to come back around. It's got to, because they're making too much of this parallel between Maggie and Negan. They're trying to show this arc of Maggie changing. Like, how do you do that and not explain?
I don't know. What were you saying about Negan?
I just don't see how they make all of these parallels between Maggie and Negan and try and show Maggie having this transformation to this, like, hell-bent murderer to not go back to it at some point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree, but I just have no faith.
Me either. Mm.
I just have no faith in them.
They've started too many stories that they haven't finished at this point. Like, we still don't know who the fucking wolves are. We still don't know anything about the lady with the two twins that Maggie went off with. Mm. We know nothing about that. They just keep starting shit and not getting back to it. Yep. We don't even know where fucking Heath is. We still don't know where Heath is.
Who is Heath?
Heath was Dr. Dre.
Oh, yeah. I assume he didn't.
He didn't die. So we have no, I mean, unless he shows up, I thought I saw him in the commercial, but I think I saw.
Maybe he was Rick. Maybe he was Rick.
Maybe he's what?
With Rick.
Okay. I can work with that. I can work with that. But.
But I don't think he is. I don't. Mm-mm. I think he's just gone. He just walked off set.
Yeah. But I was surprised that Daryl actually stopped the kill. And it feels like he's getting a little soft.
I don't know what's up with him, bro.
Yeah. I don't either, and I don't like it. This is the beginning of me not liking it. I'll wait till we get to the next episode, but
they doing to him what they did to Carol. And I'm not interested in seeing that either.
What did they do with Carol?
Remember how for a while Carol was like this bad motherfucker?
And then
all of a sudden she just kept crying. And it was like, why are you always crying? And you don't want to kill anybody. She tried to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then Henry died.
Right, and then Henry dies, and it made sense. But with this one, like after Gabriel shot that dude in the leg, because that part was hot. I was like, yo.
Ain't no
Gerald
here.
That shit was, he said, call me Gabriel. I said, hell yeah, boy.
Ain't that like an angel of death or something? Ain't Gabriel an angel or something?
Was he the angel?
No, he an angel or something.
He is an angel, but I'm trying to remember if he was an archangel. Yeah, Gabriel was an archangel.
There we go.
Either way,
he was an angel in that moment. He said it like they were done. Because I think they were about to kill him.
Google that. I never made that connection either, but yeah.
Because Daryl or I think Hurl, whoever came up with that plan was a bad plan.
It was a terrible plan.
That shit did not work at all.
What the fuck was he thinking?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Let's go trade this one dude for our freedom?
Yep.
No. Daryl, come on, bro. You know better than this.
Yeah. But what y'all think about what Maggie did, though?
I screamed. I said,
honey.
Man, I felt like a little kid. I said, hell yeah, Maggie. Hell yeah, Maggie. Because I was like, why would you let them leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go. You can save part of your family, and I can save mine. I was like, what the fuck kind of stupid shit is this? Kill them.
Well, first of all, they played Elijah again.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, they played him so bad.
Her name was Josephine.
And on top of that, he's crawling.
On the ground.
You know you can't fight. Why are you trying to crawl on a corner to get to this motherfucker and just fell down?
Why didn't Maggie stop him? When I watched the second time, I said, you didn't even really try. You thought it was funny, didn't you? Because he's on a cane or a crutch or whatever.
Crutch, yeah.
Ain't got no weapon. I think he might have had a knife. Like
a knife or something.
Blade.
And he was stumbling.
And she was like, stop. No, Elijah, don't. He has to kick his crutch.
That's it.
What are you doing?
Oh, my.
You could have just got him killed because she said one more step and I'm going to shoot you.
Yep.
So if he died, it would have been on Maggie.
Yep. And then, because I think he was the reason why she killed him, though.
Yeah.
He was like, for Josephine. She was like, all right, fuck it.
Because they can't let the brother do it, huh?
Well, he's on the ground. He couldn't get up. He was on the ground crying.
I didn't like that angle. I really didn't like that angle at all. That shit bothered me.
Him being on the, he was hurt.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't feel like he should have been hurt, period.
Y'all stay weak in this show.
I feel that.
Yes! They won't let us win ever.
Yeah, I feel ever. That. I feel that. But yeah, no, that was a good moment. That was a good moment. I think that's when Negan was like,
I need to leave.
I'm a holler.
He's looking like this a bus.
Every time it cut to his face, he was just like, bro, I don't know what I'm doing here.
I'm studying, he's not invested. He was like, man.
He's like, man, I made like, some mistakes in my life.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
That shit was funny to me. She even looked at him and she said, so what do you think, Negan? He was like,
you know what I think.
You know what I think. I think your ass is fucking crazy. So you do what you gonna do.
Negan is a nigga, boy.
Boy, Negan ain't asking me no shit like this. Man.
You know I'm trying to go home.
Yeah, I'm trying to go home, boy.
Whatever get me home.
God, that shit was so fucking funny. But when she actually shot him, it showed his face again. He was just like, bro, I don't know about
that's the same way he looked in that hallway. Like, yep. What the fuck is this?
Negan was so over all of this.
Like, yeah. You know what? Fuck all of y'all. I'm going to find my own way. I can't do this shit.
I'm leaving.
I didn't like that necessarily, though, either. But we can get
I don't like him leaving either. But because that was after she found Alden ass. I don't know why she thought he would still be alive.
I don't either.
So my issue is I couldn't tell it was Alden. They shouldn't have had him so rotten.
I could tell. But
he'd been there for a minute.
He even growled like him.
How's Alden growl?
Because you know he has that light voice. It did sound.
It did look like the same actor.
It was like real high pitched.
I don't know.
It was like, the same guy.
No, I know it was the same guy, but it was just like when the first zombie showed up and she had to kill him, I was like, oh. Okay, first of all, how was he in here? Y'all were in this room for a minute. Y'all didn't check the shit out before you left poor Alden by himself.
Right.
That's fucked up. So I assume the zombie must have gotten him.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they showed him crawling on the ground, I was like, oh, no. Alden, I knew you were dead, but damn, I didn't really. I was hoping. I had a teeny weeny bit of hope that he'd still be alive, but I knew he was going to be dead.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, for a minute, I was like, okay, is that Alden? I couldn't tell until she started crying. I was like, okay, clearly that's him.
I was surprised he didn't bite her.
Bruh, that shit was another one where I was like, you just put your whole ass arm in front of his face and you're caressing the back of his head.
Like, yep. She's cradling the back of his skull. Like, she should have a chunk of her arm taken out.
Mm-hmm. That shit didn't make any sense. And then it was unnecessary. So the things that they're doing that don't make sense, they don't have to do it. Like, there was no reason for you to add that. She doesn't have to cradle his head.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man. Just stab him and let's go.
We can get that you killed him gently without showing that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, that was it. That settled all of that. And now they get back. Everybody happily ever after.
All right, ain't okay. Everybody was like, where everybody else at?
Well, though? That was the line that was got sad. Me.
That like, was that's sad. It? Yeah. Where's everybody? This is all?
But I was trying to remember who they leave with. Like, I know they lost Maggie's people, but
Alden and like three or four other people, I think.
They lost a gaggle of people because think about how many of them it was in that subway station.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was an old man, his son.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about them.
The black dude.
The big black guy. Yeah. So they lost at least six people.
Yeah, they lost a gaggle of folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was. And I didn't even think about it until he said it. I was like, damn, it was a lot of people that
went
out.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Daryl got a chance to see old girl.
Honey, the way he dropped them apples.
Yeah, it wasn't it for me.
It wasn't enough?
No.
It wasn't enough?
I wanted one of those. Cause, I mean, every time we've seen Daryl separated from someone, like when he finally saw Rick after he was with the Saviors for so long, that shit choked me up.
Yeah.
When he went over and he saw Rick and he put his little head down and Rick hugged him, I was like, man, this goddamn show. Then when he finally saw Carol after he thought Carol was gone, he ran to Carol and had that hardcore embrace. This one, no way.
It was like, hey, girl.
Hey, girl, what you been doing? That look good.
It was a little bit.
What? An apple?
Right.
You just dropped the motherfucking apples.
Yeah, but they Granny Smith, apple. They Granny Smith, though.
I feel you, but I ain't no dogs ate apples.
I was about to say, dog was chewing that thing up.
He was trying.
He was.
Man, I ain't know that.
But that was I'll say real quick, that was a good trick. Because for the trailer for this season, they showed dog get stabbed. In the trailer, they showed the dog get stabbed by the Reavers or Reapers, whatever they're fucking called.
Wow.
So this whole time I was waiting for dog to die.
Didn't he get stabbed in the forest or something? Didn't somebody get him in the forest when he ran off?
Nah, that dude kicked him or threw him down the hill or something. Threw the shit out of dog.
Yeah.
But no, in the trailer they showed dog get stabbed. Daryl was on the ground, he screams, no. So that didn't happen, which I'm glad because I didn't want to see dog die.
Is it still going to happen?
Nah, the Reavers are gone. Reapers are gone.
She like that
they're
bitch
all
Leah.
Dead, except old girl. I can't think of her name for whatever reason.
Leah.
Yeah, she was the only one.
Nah, because there was a gang of dudes holding Daryl down. I'm about to go back and rewatch the trailer.
Mm. Well, it's going to be hard for her to, you know, gather them back and be like, yo, we got to go avenge Pope
they're
and
all
everybody
dead.
Else.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
So she's the only one left.
Those are the last three.
Damn.
And Maggie shot the motherfucker. When she shot that one, I was like, damn. And then she shot the other one, he fell. When she was walking back, and
the no look.
Boom, like,
no look. Yo, Maggie.
Yeah, pretty, she was ruthless. She was cold in this one.
Yeah, she I even had it. That walk like she was about to fuck somebody. They zoomed in around her little ass and she was walking. I was like, oh, she about to.
Yeah.
All right, Maggie. All right.
No, that was tight. She had to kill him.
It was stupid. Like, now is the plan back on? I'm like, y'all really going to let her do this? Like, this really what y'all finna let her get away with that?
Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite scenes at the end was when, what's the big guy?
Jerry.
Jerry was like, yo, there's some motherfuckers coming.
Oh, yeah.
Gabriel's face.
Yes, he was like, I love that.
Man.
He's like, I just got that.
Yep.
He was like, God damn.
That was really well done, though, because he didn't even have to say anything. Nope. You could just tell. He was just like, can we get a fucking break?
Yep. I love that shit, man.
Because if you think about it, they've been nonstop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
This hasn't, because they just got done with the whispers and this shit rolled right into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he has to be tired.
Yeah.
They all should that was be, dope. Yeah. But yeah, he was like, this shit again.
He's like, I'm not about to go climb this fucking ladder, bro. I just got back to my girl, my fake baby. I'm about to go have a seat.
So, flash forward 6 months. Surprised to see Daryl in that suit?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't either.
At all. Daryl would not be hanging out with cops.
I'm about to say, we making Daryl the police. Right. I'm not here for it.
I'm not either. They're gonna have to really give me a good story to make me believe and buy into Daryl becoming a fucking pig.
Like a punk ass cop.
A punk ass cop. Nah. He talking shit to Matt. It don't have to be like this. Yeah, it does. What could she do to make, like...
I don't know.
I mean, she could have did a lot considering what she been doing.
So I wonder if they're going to not answer that shit either.
I don't know.
I wonder
if whatever went on with the Reapers ties into why she's at odds with the community and the Commonwealth and all of that. I hope they make it make sense.
I really do too. I really do too.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that was the end of episode one. Well, the first episode of this part two of this season. And I guess we'll see how they tell this story to get us to where we started at. But we'll catch you guys next week. Next time, we out. Peace.
Bye.